with the first look with what it says in the papers is Fiona Kelly.
A picture of a little girl peeking through the massive concrete barriers that have been erected in front of the former Crown Paints factory in Coolock, carried on the front of today's Irish Sun, effectively illustrates the scale of the structure. The scale of the problem facing the government as it tries to find suitable accommodation for asylum seekers in the wake of the violent protests at the proposed centre in the Northside suburb on Monday receives coverage on a number of today's front pages. The Irish Examiner leads with the deployment of at least six Garda public order units at the site last night after a crowd of 200 people gathered there and smoke bombs were set off. The Irish Daily Mail reports on a war of words between rank and file Gardaí and the Garda Commissioner after Drew Harris dismissed criticism yesterday that there was a delay in deploying the public order units on Monday, leaving members exposed. And for its lead story, the Irish Times reports that the government has identified more than 30 large commercial buildings or office units which can be converted into accommodation centres. Fianna Fáil Justice spokesperson Jim O'Callaghan is also quoted urging the government to enact legislation which is currently in the Seanad, which will allow the UK to be designated a safe country for migrants to be returned to. Elsewhere this morning, the conclusion of a Department of Housing review that the government should incentivise developers to build more homes for the rental sector generates the lead story in the Irish Independent. Yesterday's announcement by Leo Varadkar that he won't be contesting the next election receives widespread coverage. And the Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror also run with the same lead story this morning about a supposed plot hatched by a far-right gang to kill the former Taoiseach. The Belfast Telegraph leads today with the purchase of Belfast's former Crumlin Road courthouse by a prominent Orange man and property investor. It's understood that David Mahon, who led the Order's recent parade in Rosnaula, County Donegal, has plans to turn the listed building into a hotel. We're told that the building had languished in development limbo for years in the possession of a UK developer. The Times and Examiner both give front page coverage to the CSO projection published yesterday that the population of Ireland could exceed 7 million in just over 30 years' time. And finally, last night's 3-1 victory over France for Ireland's women's soccer team in Parque Quive provides front page pictures for many of today's papers. The Times runs with a shot taken by Ryan Byrne of the Girls in Green celebrating with Julianne Russell immediately after she scored their second goal. Julianne also features in a picture taken by David Fitzgerald on the front of The Independent, surrounded by fans with her one-year-old daughter Rosie in her arms. The Examiner, meanwhile, opts for a close-up shot, also taken by Ryan Byrne, of the mother and daughter. It's a gorgeous picture. Rosie is dressed in an oversized Irish jersey and pink bobbly bonnet. A clearly elated Julianne is grinning from ear to ear, while Rosie chuckles in delight.
They were brilliant. Fiona, thank you.